BMST 3570 Digital Sound Cultures Critical Podcast Series.
In the podcast that follows,
podcast that follows,
interview content might have been modified in order to better fit your earbuds.
In order to better fit your earbuds, interview content may have been modified from its original source.
Better fit your earbuds.
In order to better fit your earbuds.
Credits are included at the end of this podcast.
At the end of this podcast.
Credits are included at the end of this podcast.
Credits are included at the end of this podcast.
DMST 3570 Digital Sound Cultures Critical Podcast Series.
DMST 3570.
Hi and welcome to another episode of Dr. Cornwallis's Corner. Today's special guest is Junior from Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, hello there. Fancy that, to see you come to listen to me on this glorious occasion. I take it you have a question? About something intellectual, perhaps? A quantum physics math problem you need solving? Do you inquire about the size of the universe? Or perhaps you might even be interested in God's middle name. Come, come, little one. What is your question? What was that? You say? Speak louder, young one.
What's hyphy?
What's hyphy? Oh, little one. Naive little one. You can't just be told what hyphy is. You have to experience that for yourself. Alas, perhaps I could have some of my friends and colleagues put it in words for you to better understand.
Yep, okay. You know, down south, man, y'all get crunk, man. Where I'm from, man, they go yellow bus, man. Stupid, dumb, retarded, man. Mr. Fab and Squeeze, y'all are the digger, my jig. Let's go.
In the Bay, they getting hyphy. Stupid, dumb, and hyphy.
Oh, they getting hyphy.
Stupid, dumb, and hyphy. In the Bay, they getting hyphy. Stupid, dumb, and hyphy.
Ha, 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 ha,
hyphy.
Ha, 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 hyphy.
What? That makes no sense. Hyphy is going stupid.
Go stupid. Go.
Yes, little one. That is exactly right. Going hyphy is like dancing. It's free form of motion. It's expressing one's inner emotion through dance and just not caring about anyone else or anything else. It's a lot like go-a-trance.
What's go-a-trance?
Never mind. Ah, let me see. Perhaps if I brought forth to you some individuals from the hyphy movement, then maybe you would better understand. Here we go. Come in, Mac Dre. Are you there, Mac Dre?
What's that?
This, my lad, is a radio. And due to the recent breakthrough in EMF technology and the use of this tinfoil, we can talk to the man who started this whole movement.
Golly gee willikers! That's neat!
Come in, Mac Dre. Are you there, Mac Dre?
What you know about it?
Hey, Mac. Long time no see. How are you? You're in hyphy heaven, right? That's a yes. Perhaps you could shed some light on this movement you started in the Bay Area. Tell me, Mac, this whole movement, it started when you were just a wee lad, but got stronger as you grew, correct?
Brains blue.
It's very underground. Well, at least it was at first. You started by rap battling others. Tell the lad here what that's like.
I eat people on that tip. I'm glad you said that. I eat people and that shit. Hey, I got a whole nother concept. That battle rap that they be doing, you do, you do. I eat people because I talk about shit that you don't even want to go. I investigate and find out what your uncle then did or what you know what I'm saying, your daughter might be doing or wooty wooty woop. And I'm going to make it rhyme so cold and it's going to be, yeah, I go for blood, man. Cutthroat for real. Bay Shark.
Yes. Quite the Bay Area shark, as you say. But please, elaborate a little for us. Your music had a voice, a message, if you will. Tell us more about that.
I've been in the press since I was born, man. And a long time ago, we didn't have a voice until Mac Dre put it down for us.
Yes, you understand what I'm saying? Mac Dre took our frustrations, our pain, our experience, and shot it out to the Bay, the world.
I'm sorry, Mac, it seems that someone is trying to cut you off. A conversation. Sorry about that. There are some spirited people you have touched with your music. They said you like to party with your music.
You know what I'm saying? I make dumb words rhyme. I'm dumb. That's my favorite part of the thing. Getting on that stage, you know what I'm saying? Doing my Elvis Presley thing, you know what I'm saying? Ever since the Five Hot Beats, I've seen the Five Hot Beats, and that one girl melted in the chair when dude was singing. I'd be like, yeah, nigga, that's the shit. Feel me being up on that stage, rocking them crowds.
You see, little one, hyphy isn't just a word, it's a movement. It's a movement of the Bay Area in California. A culture, world of its own, just dying to be let out and spread across America.
Wow!
Oh, I wonder who that could be. Oh my, it's E40 and Keith the Sneak. What a surprise. Please sit down and join us.
Who are these guys?
Oh, insolent one. Sit down and be quiet. You're about to be cultured with some slang by the Bay Area. Let's start with you, E40. What kind of words that we use today come from the Bay?
Fishy. You feel me? It's all good. What's up, Playboy? What's up, pimpin'? Pop your collar, man. Come on, man. Put it on that display real tough. You smell me?
Ah, yes. What about you, Keek the Sneak? You coined the word hyphy. Am I correct?
I don't take all the credit for it. I don't take the credit for it. Everybody else want to claim the name. You know what I mean? Claim the fame. So I'm like, all right. Hyphy.
Wonderful. Simply splendid. Now you see here, Junior has a problem with the ladies.
No, I don't.
Shut up, Junior. If someone was to want to impress some ladies of the Bay Area and use some slang in the process, what might they say? Pay attention, Junior.
Oh, man, tell her, ask her what she feeding that thing. Excuse me, miss. Shout out to me. What are you feeding that thing?
Feeding what thing?
Oh, Junior, one day you will understand. Now, E40, while I got you here, please tell me a little more about the beats you use. So what does the Bay Area music need to do to break out of the geographical boundaries?
So, you know, unity is for one, and then everybody need to put their egos aside. Me, I'm a real humble good dude, man. I am truly a real ambassador. You smell me? So it's like, you know, I know everybody want that number one spot. I ain't really tripping. I just want to just continue to spread, you know what I mean, my talent. Because I feel like I got something to say overall. And I feel like God didn't put me in this position if he feel like I wasn't the man that couldn't handle the job, you know. So I just think we just need to pretty much step up our penmanship, far as more creativity. You know, we can spit that hyphy thing, but at the same time, change the slang, change different, you know, don't make it so repetitive. Because hyphy going to be here forever, because it's been here from the beginning of the time. Every soil is hyphy, you hear me?
Yes, yes. Now, a lot of people say that your music is mindless, just African primal beats that make people want to get up and boogie. Please elaborate. How your education has made your music more than dance music?
Graduated, you know, I went to Grambling State University. I went for a year. Grambling State University, man. Oh boy. Louisiana, man.
Happy right there.
Really,
you know, that's the Bayou. This is the Bayou Classic standing in front of each other right now.
Hey, I don't even know if I told you this, Banner. You know, me and B Legit, my partner Waldo Bensworth III Jr., we was another government name. We had redid the school alma mater and turned it to a rap song. So we performed in the Bayou Classic with Southern and Grambling at halftime, my dude, and way back in the late 80s, my dude. Mob music is my thing, you smell me? It's just like, it's now state-of-the-art mob music I do, you smell me? It's like the heavy bass lines, you know, that the swing beats, you dig? And I've been in band. I just want everybody to know band is a good thing. In the South, band is big. On the West Coast, it's not that big, But it's so many, it's so much great talent out here on the West Coast, and I feel like it's a drought on musicians. And I played the drum all the way from the fourth grade to the 12th. I played the drums. I was in the marching band.
And Too Short was in the band too.
Too Short was in the marching band. Dallas.
I played drums. I played the quads. Yeah.
That's what B-Legit played. That's what B-Legit played. B-Legit was in the band. So, you know, it's like, ain't no shame in my game. Back then, they didn't have Pro Tools.
Why you think I'm so hell on the drum machine now?
You hear? Oh, you cold, boy. You cold.
Now, both of you came out with the song in 2006 that topped the charts in America. Did you know that you were going to get that much recognition for it?
Yeah, Lil Jon produced it. And I knew it off gas. I knew that song was going to be something that it was going to be as big. I thought it was going to be even bigger than what it was.
Now let me direct traffic for a minute. Let me tell y'all about this hyphy movement we got going in the back. When I say something, you say it right back at me. You smell me? We're going to do it like this here. Ghost ride the whip. Ghost ride the whip. Ghost ride the whip. Ghost ride the whip. Now scrape, 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 scrape. Put your stunner shades on. 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 Now gas, brake, dip, dip. Gas, brake, dip, dip. Shake them dreads, shake them dreads, shake them dreads, shake them dreads. Let me see you show your grill. 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 Now fierce, sex, fierce, sex, fierce, sex, fierce, sex. Doors open, man. Doors open, man. Doors open, man. Doors open, man. Now watch them swing, watch them swing. Now watch them swing, watch them swing. Go stupid, go, go, go stupid, go, go.
Tell me when to 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 go.
E40, in your song you talk a lot about ghost riding the whip and scraping and putting on stunner shades. This is all part of sideshowing, isn't it?
A sideshow is just super campaigning. It's a parade, a mobile party. You know what I'm saying? It's cats swinging them, you know, stunting. Yeah. You know what I mean? Cats out there just, you know, watching them stunt. It's entertainment. The Bay, the main thing they let us swing is them damn 5.0s. Yeah, they go, you know. And the Marrows and the things of that sort, a lot of muscle cars.
So these sideshows involve people hanging out of car windows and dancing in the street. Egag, man.
But what's ghost riding the whip?
Ghost riding the whip is just, you know what I mean, the driver driving the car, not fast, just, you know, just driving real slow, campaigning. And getting out the car, walking along the side, it dancing, then letting the car just do it itself.
Oh, little one. For that, we need to also ask the master of the sideshow. The one, none other than the prince. The one and the only, Mr. Fab. Thank you. Keep the sneak and E, but I no longer require your services. Come, Junior. We're going to Oakland to visit Fabby Davis Jr. Ah, here we are, at last with Mr. Fab, the starter of the Yellow Bus Movement. Am I right? I am.
The shizzle.
And what do you do when you ghost ride these cars?
Like walking the dog. Remember when you do the yo-yo and you roll the yo-yo? You walk the yo-yo, walk the doggy?
Yeah.
Walk your car, man. Can't ghost ride your whip with your car and drive.
Right.
Don't do that. You're going to crash. It's going to go too fast. You're going to be chasing the whip. You're going to be running after your whip. Running after your whip. Hop out in neutral. Let the car roll. If you see any oncoming traffic, you know, you can tap the wheel some just so you don't run into that wall or something. You can, you know, tap it. We'll ghost ride it. You can do it like this, you know what I'm saying? You can like this. Out your whip, ghost riding, you know what I'm saying? It's riding, you see the police. Ghost ride your whip, I mean, you know. Then they gonna have to call Ghostbusters. Cause you ghost ride your whip, man. Call Ghostbusters, man. Yeah.
I'm on the hood, throwing up hood signs. Be a ghost driver, this how you ghost ride. How
How you ghost ride? How you ghost ride? How you ghost ride? How you ghost ride?
Thank you, FAB. Come, Junior, it's time you learn how to dance. We're going out on the streets to do some turf dancing.
Oh, boy!
Oh, God, look, Junior! It's MC Hammer. Hammer, Hammer, you really brought rap and hip-hop to the dancing scene back in the late 80s. Tell us your involvement in the hyphy movement and your take on its dancing.
The very essence of the hyphy movement is dancing. You know what I'm saying? The hyphy movement is based around going dumb, which is all dancing. You know what I'm saying? And dancing is essential to hip hop because the man that control the dance floor control the game.
Fascinating. Ah, look, a crowd has formed. Good sir, your whole turf dancing thing. Explain to Junior here how to dance.
The soil of hyphy movement is turf dancing. So if you want to get hyphy, you want to learn how to go dumb and turf dance, you need to get at us.
So this dancing you call turf dancing, is it gang related? Like crip walking?
Yeah. We don't do colors, crips and bloods, all that. Take that shit to LA somewhere else. We do turfs.
Golly, mister, you look like you're possessed. Like when mommy comes home from Aunt Patty's and smells like a skunk.
There's a lot of people that theas out here, man. But a theas face is a pill when you pop it in half, it leave like a nasty taste in your mouth. You feel me? So you be like, It's like the boo-boo smell, like, nigga, did you just fart, nigga? I'm like, ugh. So you just theas face. Put your face up like you smell some pee, you know what I'm saying?
So this face is a product of a recreation? To a pill called ecstasy. Baffling. Why would anyone undergo something like that?
It's like this. It's hard out here in the streets. If niggas was tired of getting up every day complaining about this, feeling all blue. So when they got on the pill, it was like they felt free.
Like, I feel good. I feel good.
And you know what I'm saying? That they was in the building, they filmed themselves, they put their glasses on, they start sweating. And man, that's it. That's their escape route. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not to say it's a good thing or it's a bad thing. It is what it is.
Initially, when you was high off a pill or you was thizzing, you know what I'm saying, on some X, it's called you stunting. You know what I'm saying? And you know, your eyes be like. So, to keep niggas from knowing that you high, you wear glasses. You know what I'm saying? You're stunning shade.
I don't condone doing pills, man. It's like at the end of the day, man, nobody wins with that.
And I be feeling bad because I make music like that, you know what I'm saying? Our label thizz.
Yeah.
So a lot of these kids be like, they be looking up to us like, nigga, I'm thizzing off your shit right now. And I be like, man, I don't thizz. don't thizz. Don't thizz, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these kids, they be really going like off that shit.
Come, Junior. Our time is up. Let us go home to evaluate and reflect upon our journey today. On the way back, Junior, I picked up a couple of CDs by the people we met today. I have decided to compare these tracks with those of East Coast and crunk music. Surprisingly, I have found many similarities. It would seem that the crunk movement of the East and South has many parallels to the hyphy movement. Crunk's lyrics promote drug culture as well, but have a large emphasis on drinking. However, in that they contrast, because crunk does not promote taking ecstasy. Beyond lyrics, the beats are also similar. Hard-hitting bass accompanied by synthesized melodies, often comprised of arpeggios, coalesce together to create a composed, sophisticated piece. Also, mixes of earlier songs dating back to the 1920s can be found in both genres, as well as clips from popular movies.
Yeah! And while you were listening, I went online and watched some videos that taught crump dancing. But there were drastic differences. Crump is violent and very standoffish. Also, it's not happy like turf dancing where it's about having fun. Crump also seemed like the haka, the traditional war dance done by the Maori people of New Zealand. This is a stark contrast to the getting hyphy, which resembled a feeling inherent to that of the 60s and the birth of the flower child. Upon further research, I also found that the hyphy movement has influenced a lot of things in popular culture that we have today. Many artists have taken their beats and lyrics from people such as E-40 and Keek the Sneak. Even Snoop Dogg's lingo, the whole fashizzle speak, was taken from the Bay Area. Much of today's common words all come from the Bay. It seems that the hyphy movement has infiltrated our lives. Yeah, did I mean?
Fashizzle.
That's so funny, Fashizzle.
Thank you for listening to this month's edition of Dr. Cornwallis's Corner. Join the next episode for another of the universe's secrets revealed. Today's podcast material was brought to you by Ghost Ride the Whip, the Hi-Fi Movement, a movie by Rugged Entertainment released in 2008. Other sources of music and audio include Tell Me When to Go by E-40 on his album Ghetto Report Card 2006. Get Stupid by Mac Dre on his album Don't Hate the Player Hate the Game released 2001. Ghost Ride It by Mr. Fab on his unreleased album De Yellow Bus Rider. Maria Callas La Divina, O Mio Babino Caro by Puccini Johnny Scecchi 1954. Interviews were provided by Hard Knock TV, and David D. Interview with E-40, and David Banner. GQ Interview with Keek the Sneak on YouTube, posted 2007. Ghetto Celebrity Interviews, Mac Dre, 2005, by E1 Entertainment Distribution. Thank you very much to all our supporters.